The Aleutian Pribilof Island Community Development Association recently opened a new fish processing plant in False Pass. Bering Pacific Seafoods has the capacity to process 50,000 pounds of fish per day and the ability to help revitalize False Pass's economy. But Epicta Joint Ventures Chief Operating Officer Joel Kyle says it won't be easy.
I anticipate lots of challenges. There'll be the challenges of the resource itself, the supply, our ability to access it, our ability to pay for it in a manner that makes financial sense. And it's going to be a challenge to operate the plant. I mean, we're in a remote area that doesn't have great air service, and the marine service is only slightly better. So, yeah, we've got lots of challenges. I mean,
Kyle says that despite these challenges, the project is economically feasible, just not soon.
Best crystal ball forecasting thinks that we can have the plant at a break-even point within its first 5 years of operation.
The mostly automated plant is set up to process salmon, Pacific cod, and halibut, and will pay the local 2% raw fish tax, bringing revenue into the city. It currently employs 17 people, many of whom are local, and accepts fish from 20 different vessels.
We've had good support from the local fleets, but they also, you know, are loyal customers of the major processor in the area, Peter Pan, so we do everything we can to make sure they're keeping their major customer happy while still being able to provide us with some product.
Peter Pan has a cannery in nearby King Cove. The old False Pass Peter Pan cannery burned down in 1981. Kyle says they decided to build the new processing plant in False Pass because the 50-person town is one of their 6 member communities and it is well located for fishing vessel traffic. In Onalaska, I'm Ann Hillman.